Today, my co-host, Common Steve, and I, we sit down with Gabriela Campos. She's the owner of Miradela.com, which is a local brand here in Houston, Texas. Very unique brand, very clean, Latina-centric. She has a great following here in the city. And so she came by with Pan Dulce. She came by with some rum, one of our new favorite brands, Kraken Rum. And we just hang out. And she made us some spiked Abuelita hot cocoa with that rum. And, oh, man, it was so good. So, yeah, just sit back and we talk about a lot of things. But this is her last episode of her own podcast for the year. And ours also, most likely. So we're sharing the same episode on both of our podcasts. And we're going to reach the world. All right, you guys go get yourself a drink or wherever you are in the car, turn it up. Let's talk to Miradela.
Hey guys, long time no see. I just got off a live Facebook video, or yeah, a recording with New Creative, something new, and they are my special guests today, and I can't wait for y'all to hear our new episode. It's actually gonna be our last episode of the season, so I figured I'd have my friends, my favorite boys, on the show. And today's show is actually gonna be sponsored by the Kraken Black Spice Rum. Yeah, so good. So I actually made a special spiked Abuelita hot chocolate for their show, and we'll talk about it in a little bit. And of course, I have Pan Dulce. We tore it up pretty much. I don't know. The Marranito's not there no more. So sponsored by El Bolio. Hey, El Bolio, I be tagging you. Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
Dang, she's
because
mad,
I'm
bro.
There. I'm there once a week. No, I'm not mad. No, I love them.
Just to clarify, she didn't mean "Hey, white guy." The name of the sweet bread bakery is called El Bolio.
El Bolio. Yeah.
Not just some random white guy. Hey, Bolio, I'm tagging you.
No, for those of you that don't know, El Bolio is a panadería here.
I never thought of that.
Because the guy is.
Yeah.
El Bolio.
Is he?
Yeah.
The
Isn't
owner?
He?
No.
I thought he was.
El Bolio.
I know El Bolio is a bread.
It's named after the bread.
No, but no, I think you need to really listen to their story.
Oh, you think it's really a white guy?
I think it's really a white
guy. I think so he's a Mexican from Monterrey.
And that he looks like a Bolio.
Yeah. Oh.
And he like jokes around.
And that's they just call him El Bolio.
The white guy.
The white guy. Well, anyway,
dude,
so.
It works out.
That's where I get my
I just totally
pan dulce
made
from.
That up.
All right, so we'll introduce my guest. This is Hector from
Hi.
That suddenly like stopped. Oh, do you have new music?
No, that was Steve.
Oh,
sorry.
Steve, get off your phone.
I'm
So we're on the Sweet Like Pan Dulce show. So hey, I'm Gabby. If you don't already know that. And then Hector Garcia and Steve Martinez.
Martinez.
Yes. Martinez from New Creative, and they are actually just, you know, crashing my show tonight because I wanted them
Thank
to
you.
Join and have some drinks with me.
Yeah, we're awesome. Outside. We're outside today.
Yeah, we have a beautiful skyline of the Houston.
Yeah. So those
downtown.
Beautiful sounds that you hear is the beautiful sounds of Houston.
That's a train actually at a distance.
Yeah.
If you can hear the hum. Mm. Y'all hear that?
Or the construction going on.
Or
in the
freeway.
Yeah.
The wind.
Or the wind.
The winds of change.
Or the Lord.
Or somebody releasing the Kraken.
Or it's the El Bolio. He's on his way.
He is.
I heard you tagged me.
You know what would be a cool movie?
Hmm.
You know how they've done movies like just animations like, what was that? Crazy Bird?
Okay, yeah. The cartoon
anyway,
movie?
I could see a cartoon where the characters are little pieces of pan dulce.
Oh,
hey, you know what?
Or like
Disney?
The little pig, the
I
little
think
pig, like
Disney
the
Shopkins. Disney needs to come out with that.
Yeah.
The oh, the Shopkins.
What are those?
It's they're all food and like anything that you buy in a grocery store.
Uh huh.
They're little cartoon characters.
That's tight.
Yeah. Hey, what's that movie that we saw a while back?
Which one?
It was like an R pretty much like it was an a R-rated.
Oh, the sausage party?
Yeah.
Dude, that movie was...
Look, I'm pretty liberal when it comes to stuff. That made me blush.
Did it?
I blushed, bro.
At the end, when they were having a massive
Yeah, they
orgy.
Freaking had an orgy. Okay, now the train wants to pass by.
It hasn't passed by the whole
Thank
time.
You.
Y'all gonna hear a horn in a minute. Hey, but this is good. This is like that movie Begin Again, where they record the whole album,
all
like
the sounds.
different parts of the city outside.
This is very artsy.
So you should title this episode Begin Again. Again and again.
That's a good movie. I really love the music in that movie.
I don't know this movie.
No?
Huh.
What is it again?
Oh, what's that actor's name? He's really hot.
It's the guy that plays like Incredible Hulk in all the Marvel movies now.
It's
what's
called
his
name? Begin Again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You should watch it tonight with your kids and your wife.
Why?
It's a good movie.
Okay.
Maybe just your wife, because your kids would probably like not want
it. Oh, yeah. I did watch this movie. Yeah, it's my wife's movie.
Huh.
Yeah. It was all right.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked the music.
So what's up, Gabby? Why do you have us? What are we doing today?
We're hanging out and drinking spiked hot chocolate.
What's so special about this episode, though?
Oh, because
other
it's
than
my
us being well on it.
Other than us being the best guests you've ever.
If
wait, is this our first time on your podcast?
That's jacked
it up. Is.
Dang.
Well, this is like the sixth episode. Mm. But yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
I wanted to save the best for last.
Yeah. So it's a 6-episode series?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, she's big. Oh, that's pretty smart. It's like House of Cards.
I guess. I mean, that happened by accident. But yeah.
That's not at all like them. But, okay.
But no, the purpose was just to hang out. And I really wanted to have an excuse to make spiked abuelita hot chocolate.
And you made
and it was really
so good.
We're the perfect audience for this.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. It was really good.
It was good.
Didn't you have a cinnamon stick in it?
I sure did.
Where it's did, it, where
the
did
bottom
it go?
Though. Yeah, it's at the bottom.
Oh, it sunk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But when I made the abuelita hot chocolate, like when it was like melting the chocolate, I put cinnamon sticks in it too.
It was really good.
I'm glad y'all
you
liked
can bring
it.
Hot
it
chocolate
still is good.
Anytime.
I'm still drinking it.
I know.
It's really good.
With your dirty ass fingers that you just stuck inside your cocoa.
We need to
get the cinnamon stick out.
We need to take a picture of this pan dulce because actually y'all are the first ones to ever really eat this pan dulce.
Don't bring food around us after 6. We're hungry.
Everyone is so scared to eat the pan dulce. I'm like, that's why I buy it.
No, this is technically lunch right here.
Mm. They're afraid to eat it, like during the show?
Yeah, like nobody touches it. And I'm like, can we eat some?
Man, we've been tearing it up. Look, I ate this dude's face. I just been
I ate
tearing
the
his face
empanada.
Up.
I think the empanada was really good with the hot chocolate.
Mm. I haven't eaten the empanada because they get messy.
Mm. The empanada?
The empanada is something you should eat at home.
No, it's not.
With a big old glass of cold milk.
It's not messy.
No, I mean
the concha.
The concha.
Yeah, yeah. But he's the one that taught us about el bolillo.
Who?
You. So, Gabby, what's the feedback on the show? How do you feel about it? What's going on with your show? This is
you know what? It's really fun. I had a really fun time. I was really surprised. All the connections that I made with everybody... Like, pretty much, I had pretty much all girls except for
one guy.
And that was Jose. He was a blogger for Houston Latina Bloggers. But we just pretty much had girl talk. Or we talked about anything and everything. And it wasn't necessarily just businesses. I just wanted to meet all types of creatives.
Right.
And network with everyone. Mm-hmm. And it was truly just to make more content for my brand, Miradela.
Right.
And I'm excited for next year and... You know, just to hang out with people. And it's nothing super serious. I'm not trying to, like, make money off of my podcast or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's
but
truly...
Kraken, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Kraken, if you're listening. If you want to release the Kraken over here.
Or I will eat that hot chocolate.
Yeah, you can sponsor our pop-up.
I'm surprised that El Bolillo hasn't, like, messaged you saying, hey...
Yeah, I mean, well, I tag them in pretty much everything that I...
Do they ever comment?
They sometimes share my stories and things like that. Hmm. But I don't know. But I think I will reach out to them.
I'll need to go there in person.
And be like, hey.
And just start turning over the fresh pandusa carts that they bring out in the morning.
Oh, no, not the fresh concha.
Yeah, the French one. The fresh ones.
No,
yeah.
I can't do that.
I'm waiting for the hashtag concha.
What do you mean?
Like, it's just in
looks
shape
like
of
a hashtag.
Yeah. But, you know, for Miradela.
Or the Twitter bird.
The hashtag concha for Miradela.
Oh.
What if I had my own special concha.
What would it look like?
What if I had a collaboration with them? Because you know how they make like unicorn conchas and things like that?
Yeah. What would yours be?
You're welcome.
A Twitter bird?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to really
think
about
that.
They
could make a concha that looks, it almost looks like Trump's hair. If you look at it closely. Yeah.
Like a comb
over? Yeah, it looks like a comb over. Yeah. Look. Right? Doesn't that look like Trump?
Yeah.
Boom. Done. But yellow.
It's really.
They make yellow ones.
Like a
It
a
needs
seashell.
To be orange, though. Because, you know, skin is orange. Yeah. You definitely know
or
that's
maybe
him.
They could do a collaboration with Bethel and make a skateboard. Oh, skateboard concha.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the symbol with like no, you know, like no, you didn't make it.
come on, guys.
Or they make the pandusa look like
you're
that.
Awesome even though you weren't good enough.
they make the pandusa look like a Whataburger ketchup.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Hey, his branding was really cool.
Look,
though.
This whole time, no trains, and now there's 18 trains.
Yeah, that's
they're
horrible.
Like going really slow.
All right. Sorry, we're just talking.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
This is
I'm
your
used
show.
To it.
This is your
no, that's
show.
How
what do you want
that's
to talk
how
about?
It goes.
Okay.
No, we can talk about anything and everything.
Yeah. So what do you have coming up?
Oh,
you've
so
been busy.
So I have a couple of events coming up. So I have Pancakes and Booze on Friday.
What
it's
is
at
that?
Warehouse Live. So it's an art show / market. And it is a ticketed event, but you can have free pancakes all night long.
So
starting at 8 o'clock.
So I'm curious because when... I've heard of this event before.
Yeah, it's like all over the U.S. It's a touring event.
I want to know if they're little pancakes, good big old pancakes, like
crepe
IHOP
pancakes.
Yeah, what kind of pancakes?
Well, you have to go and check it out.
If they're free,
anything free.
These are Eggos, dude. These are Lego. Or wait, is it Eggos?
Look.
Yeah, Eggos.
Yeah.
Don't hate.
Appreciate.
Yeah, appreciate.
Don't make me start rapping. I'll put my track on right
here
now.
Here we go. Please, Gabby, don't let them.
No.
Your listeners, they can't handle.
Okay, so
me
then Pancakes and Booze is on Friday. And then Saturday, I have the Mala Festival, and I'll have. There's going to be a lot of cool vendors at Guadalupe. Wait, where is it called? Where is that?
Guadalupe Plaza.
Wow, yeah, Guadalupe Plaza.
So
Park,
that was.
12 to 8.
That was going to be my question. So you guys have never really. Y'all didn't grow up going to the Guadalupe Plaza, did you?
I did. It was a rough park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you went to the bazaars and the
when they
had concerts.
I heard a lot about Guadalupe Plaza Park growing up. Like, it was crazy, right?
Yeah. I mean, when they had parties, it was big parties, and it was all because of the Guadalupe Church. That's where they had the bazaars.
Oh.
And there was like big Tejano bands that would come there. Like it was a big deal back in the day.
Yeah. It got a lot of use back then. Now nobody uses that park.
Well, they tried to pretty it up, and it was like, you know,
wasn't the same.
They were going to change the name, and it got all political and everything.
Really?
Yeah, it got really, So the fact that it's still called Guadalupe Park
is a big deal.
Is a big deal.
Because of the Hispanic Chambers of Commerce, I bet they got involved.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, man. And LULAC and whatever and all these. Yeah, man, they don't play around.
I tried to join LULAC. They wouldn't accept me.
Well.
I wasn't dark enough. My skin wasn't dark enough.
Yeah, it probably doesn't help that most of your jokes start off with a wall.
Oh, shit.
Now, I remember LULAC was very prominent in town. Yeah. Like, they had a voice. They had a voice.
Yeah. They definitely had a voice.
I don't hear about them much anymore.
No.
I don't.
So, like the blacks in the city, they have Quanow X, for example, who just comes out of the woodwork whenever there's an injustice or something to black people. And LULAC was that voice at one point for the Hispanics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know what happened. And I remember seeing this one dude all the time on the news whenever LULAC needed to speak up.
Right.
And he looked like he looked like a vampire.
Oh. I don't know what you're talking about.
He was a Latino.
Yeah.
White hair. He had a little
slick
streak,
back, right?
I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very white complected. I'm going to just. Anyway.
Was he eating cereal?
I don't know who he is. He was. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Count Chocula.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Count Chocula.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
But I would see his face on everything. I wonder if he's still alive. Like, I'm not trying to be funny, but like,
yeah.
I need to look him up. He just came to mind right now. But that's the face. That's the face I would see all the time growing up.
Yeah.
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 So if you're out there, a mystery man.
Right.
hit us up.
So I say all that to say, like, it's good to see.
Gabby's never going to have us on her show again.
I was just going to say about the Guadalupe Plaza. It's good to see that back in the day it was all Latinos pretty mm-hmm. much, right? Mm. It was well used, and then they got all political and, you know, rich people coming in, tearing down houses and everything, and
so it was
fighting
all part of
for
the
all that.
Gentrification.
Right. Yeah. And it's kept this culture. I mean, you know, all of navigation, you see how their culture is there now. They're having events there now, and it's all like
it's a
Latin
great
driven.
Area. I mean, even the navigation, like the Esplanade on there, like it's kept up like all their events, and each event they have, there's so many people that go. So I'm really excited to go to that new location. I've never been there. I've heard of it.
So a lot of that's due to the East End District,
right?
Who is kind of like trying to preserve that, that side of town.
Yeah, and that's great.
Yeah, because they manage the Esplanade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who's the guy that runs that stuff over there? He's
I
an older dude.
Is it Roy?
Yeah, Roy.
I think it's Roy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does a great job.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
But no, I'll be there on Saturday for the Tamale Festival. It's going to be great.
Great
event for like the family. It's going to be a nice out. So
you know it's going to be
I'm
crazy.
I'm kind of burnt out at tamales already.
Yeah,
this Thanksgiving was already a lot of tamales for me.
Already?
Yeah.
No way. I just started.
But Mark, okay, everybody hold me to this. I guarantee you. So, because I'm sure there's vendors right at the Tamale Festival that are paying to be a vendor.
Right.
Yeah.
Taste, you know, you buy their tamale stuff.
Different types of
tamales. There's
going to
be some little Mexican ladies across the street from the festival at the church.
Yeah.
Tamales. Tamales.
Authentic,
trying to sell it off to the side.
Authentic tamales.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool.
No. I'm going to go buy their tamales.
With the basket on their head.
Yeah.
That's where the tamales are being carried. What, dude?
Anytime, like here, they'll come here sometimes to sell tamales to the workers.
Out of an ice chest?
No, just out of the back of the van. Yeah, an ice chest.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're always good.
Yeah.
You don't get sick?
No.
Wait, where are you buying your tamales?
I've gotten sick once. So
Who are you buying these from?
I bought tamales from this lady.
She's buying them in Bel Air. Yeah.
No, dude. No, girl. It was right
that's
in the
wrong
hood.
Kind of tamales.
It was
Sharpstown.
Hell no. It was right in the hood off an airline in Parker outside of Walgreens. And there's like this little tamale lady. I'm like, she was really cute, you know? And she's just trying to make some money.
Yeah,
I'm like, all right, you know, I'll buy some tamales. Cool. And she's been there before. I've seen her like the year before that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I bought some and I got sick.
Was
that.
You know, that's very convenient of her.
So
if she's right at Eckerd's or Walgreens.
Eckerd's.
You walk in, get your Pepto or Mylanta or whatever.
She was probably with Walgreens.
Yeah. So what would you classify as a good tamale?
Okay, a tamale
technically has to
have a lot of fat. A lot of grease. Like, literally, this is what my grandma used to always say.
Okay.
If you have a good tamale is when it slips out. out of the husk. Because it has all that fat.
Dang.
And that's a good tamale. You don't want a dry tamale because it's not good.
Yeah, I agree.
It needs more lard. More lard.
Yeah.
What do you think? Because I have an opinion.
It's got to have a good balance. That slickery, slip
no,
bullshit
it
got going on.
Snail?
You know what
like
that
snail?
Is? Really? Like, okay, I'm not talking smack about your grandma or
no,
anybody.
But it's
but
good. I mean,
anybody,
of course, the meat has to be good, but that's where the juices and stuff all come out from, too.
No, they put lard in the masa, and that's why it's so slippery. So
but
you
it's
hide
good.
The flavor of whatever's inside with all the lard and the masa.
That's not true.
Okay.
I mean, there has to be a good balance. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be like saturated with fat.
Right, you're talking
but
about slipping out of your hair.
But it has to be orange.
It
has to look orange.
I need to see.
Steve's picturing this like just oil coming out of the husk.
No, I've had them before.
Enough to put in your car engine.
Yeah. Wait, you slick
no
your hair back.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like the best tamales I've had, one, there's some oil in there.
Right. Yeah.
Two, there's got to be a lot of meat in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
you just
the
have
thing.
To like
the
a little
ones
bit
where
of
they
it.
Skimp
yeah.
you and they put a lot
I
more masa
than
meat.
I think that's the number
meat.
One thing there.
Yeah.
Of
enough
course.
Meat.
Because
you don't want to just be eating masa.
Yeah. Because
think
about
it. Although they make some like that. Have you guys seen those?
What? Yeah, where like it's sweet just nothing ones. But masa? Like yeah, they make like corn.
I don't get that. What's the point
of that? They make
corn.
They make sweet like sweet yeah. tamales. Yeah. Like, so, you can make a tamale out of anything.
Because let me ask you this. Would you rather have dry barbacoa or
fatty
greasy barbacoa?
Well, the...
Regular barbacoa. Can we just have regular?
Somewhere in the middle.
There's no in the middle?
Okay,
like,
look, if you go to...
Because you don't want it too fatty either.
If you go to Torchy's...
No, I mean, you can't even enjoy it. It gets yeah. through the tortilla and well, it starts tearing apart.
I think we can all agree a good, healthy amount of oil and fat. Okay,
yeah. Like,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, it's because the way you describe it, yeah. some people actually enjoy no, like that. Okay, so... Like super greasy.
Okay, but you have places like Torchy's that are catering to Americans, basically, okay. right? Like making America quote, I'm doing air quotes.
Yeah,
and I'll eat their barbacoa tacos, but they're pretty dry.
I've never had it.
Like it's like they squeezed all the oil out of there that they could. Okay. Remove
well, yeah, because
the
they're catering it to the hipsters, right? Yeah. And it's the health conscious
well, he
kind
is
of
a hipster,
like
though. Yeah.
like vibe.
When I go to Torchy's, I always tell them like, "Can y'all cook the tortilla, please?"
Yeah,
because they right. don't cook it; they just put raw. It in that little press. Right.
No, please,
it's like please. Cook the tortilla extra.
Yeah. Can we put some color on this tortilla, please?
I need to see those little brown dots.
But does it taste like
yeah.
a tortilla? Like it, or like a mission tortilla?
No.
Because there's like...
yeah, yeah, mission.
That's so gross.
The Torchy tortillas...
It's like an actual tortilla.
Yeah. I think they make them
real.
There.
Yeah, okay, good.
Either the dough is pre-made and then they just stamp it out or whatever.
But it
doesn't feel
good.
Like it came in a package.
Okay.
Unless they're buying them.
You don't like Mission Tortilla?
Fuck no.
Dang.
Which tortilla
do you
buy
like,
when
look,
you go to
I
the store?
I despise that. Like, seriously,
that's
if I go to a
tortilla.
Restaurant.
The Mission?
Yeah. If I go to a restaurant and it tastes like that, like pre-packaged.
Oh, yeah.
It pisses me off. Oh, like, I'm no joke. Like,
sorry.
It's just nasty.
It's the fancy ghetto tortilla because the cheap one is La Ranchera.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. With a little Mexican lady.
Yeah.
But those are good.
Right, they're
yeah,
good.
Yeah, they're pretty good, yeah.
Right, but
yeah.
if you want to look fancy in yeah. front of, you know, your friends, you hey. Get a yeah. Mission.
But now they have nasty. The raw tortillas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we buy
you know,
those. You
they're
can
not
toast them at home.
They're not pre-cooked.
And right. those aren't too
they're
bad.
Stamped and they're layered yeah. with wax paper in between. Right.
But you
and,
did
and those
you know?
Are good when you
guys,
cook them.
As Hector was describing, you know, that they're stamped and layered with wax paper. He kept sliding his hand back and forth like he was petting a cat.
No,
like this invisible
was,
cat
like
in front of him.
Like,
yeah. I was putting the wax paper in between his throat. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but El Bolio has...
But I have a tip. Oh, go ahead.
They have tortillas, too.
Oh, those are good.
What is it?
El Bolio. They have
El Bolio.
Tortillas.
Oh,
I've never had them,
I never
but
had
I've
them
seen
either.
Them.
Yeah, the ladies were making them,
yeah.
right? I haven't mm-hmm. had them.
So here's a tip.
Have
though.
You had them?
Yeah, they're really good.
What's the best way to eat a good homemade tortilla? The best way, the only
Ooh,
way.
With mantequilla.
There you go.
Yes,
oh,
yeah. So would y'all's mom do this? Like, she'd be making tortillas, and then my mom always had this big green tub. To this day, she has it. It's like a 50-year-old Tupperware bowl. She would have a little cloth in there, throw yeah. the tortillas, cover them.
Right.
Before she could even be done making tortillas, I had already... took out like 5 tortillas and put butter and melted it.
Right.
And I'm full, dude.
Yeah. That's
the
all you
best.
Do.
It's good, huh?
It is. I was in San Diego like maybe 2 years ago. And man, there's this like, she made nothing but tortillas. I was like in this kind of like Mexican kind of area.
Right.
And she had like a little stand making fresh tortillas and just putting mantequilla on it. It was so good.
I'm going to do
the
that.
The best stand ever. So,
this,
that has to happen.
This podcast is very Latin right now. So with that in mind, like, let me ask, let's change the conversation a little bit. Guys, what do you think about this whole Latinx thing?
Oh.
Latinx?
Yeah, so essentially Latinx is a non-gender, what is it, label or whatever?
Yeah.
So instead of, you know, most of the time, for whatever reason, what I read is that they don't like how if you were going to say a group of Latins, they say the Latinos are standing over there. And it's, you know, because, but Spanish, it's male dominant gentrification, like, you know, el carro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like everything's more masculine. And so they feel like they don't want to, let's take the A and the O off of Latin. Let's just make it Latinx.
So that it
so
covers
it's neutral.
Male or female?
Yeah, it's
or
neutral
binary. Gender. Gender, yeah.
Huh.
And I just kind of feel like, well, isn't that the word Latin is for?
Yeah, because like, it's not gender-specific.
Those group of Latins over there.
Yeah.
Or the Latin group. I mean...
Yeah, okay, so if there was a group of Mexicans over there.
Right.
Latinos.
Yeah.
Yeah, like... automatically, I'm thinking, well, even if there's male or female, it's like right. that group of Latinos over there.
It's right. overall everyone.
That group of blacks.
Right.
Those Asians over there.
Right. The social media and the internet is pretty much, you know, I see both sides and people explaining and give their point of view and all this and that. And I'm just kind of like, bro, all you're doing is just creating more labels.
I know.
It's when dumb. You don't need to. Like,
just keep it up.
Like, I hadn't heard
why
much of
is
this,
it a
though.
Big issue? Like, I don't even understand.
Well, it
like,
goes in line with all the gender stuff too.
Right.
Like, I won't get deep into that because people
that's a mess
quickly,
right there.
Yeah.
They get so offended
sensitive.
If you don't identify them.
Yeah.
But it's like there's like I don't know, so many different genders that people want to identify with.
Like that black girl on Phil. Dr. Phil, that she said she was white.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I'm white. I know I'm white. She's like, I know your daddy. He was black. I'm black. You're black. Right. No, I know I'm white. You just don't want to tell me. Like,
right. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. So, yeah, we're living in an era right now, bro, where it's crazy. Where it's people, are, I don't know, this generation's complicating things.
Right.
Leave it alone.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's kind of like, look, you want to use the word Latinx.
Yeah.
You go ahead and use it. Mm-hmm. Don't try to make me feel guilty for
not, saying Latinos.
Yeah,
or,
just
yeah.
for seeing your point
because
of view.
Because it's the way you kind of grew up, you know, but mm-hmm. it's...
Well, like
I guess it's the millennial way, right? I don't know.
Yeah,
I suppose.
It's an effort to... Man, what's the word? And I don't know if it's a millennial thing, too, that's driving this thing.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's an effort to just save the world.
All right, all right.
And in that...
We're all equal.
Yeah, yeah. And in that, it's the social justice stuff and trying to correct all the, mm-hmm. the... Trying to find everything wrong in the world that you can and then puffing yourself up by fixing it.
Right.
And so it's like, oh, Latinos, don't use that. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's Latinx.
Right.
Like I was listening to a show the other day where mm-hmm. there was a time where it was okay to identify... Asians as Orientals,
right?
And that's what it was,
right?
It wasn't being racist. Right. I mean, you had rugs named, you know,
I
referred to as Oriental rugs. It was the Orient, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But somewhere it changed, and then that became racist. Like, oh no, you can't use the word Oriental. They're Asians, and there's gonna come a time where you can't even refer to them as Asians. You got to call them something else.
I don't know.
I mean. I have to agree on something that millennials, I mean, do I fall into that
you're
category?
You're a millennial.
I think
mature millennial.
We're very sensitive.
Ooh.
And I think that just kind of falls into play with that.
Why?
Which is okay.
Why
I mean,
are you guys
just
sensitive?
Because we are exposed to all these sorts of things like social media and our private, like we have no privacy, and that's our choice to be on you know, on Facebook and Instagram and things like that, because y'all never grew up on things like that at all.
No.
Right.
So you have to think about how much
exposure,
but you just have to think about how that exposure affects somebody and just development, like development wise, you know. And
so it's like they grew up with in a sensory overloaded environment, and so it's just. Everything offends.
I don't know. It just sounds like an excuse to me.
It's crazy. Right now, y'all don't see me, but I'm like,
no, I mean, I truly
something.
Feel like social media has played a role in that.
Yeah.
So maybe that's maybe the reason why, you know, Latino, Latinx.
You know what everyone
came
should
about?
Do, though? You know what they
one
need
of the
to
reasons.
Do?
What was that?
They need to lose themselves in the music. The moment that they own it.
Every episode.
And never, ever let it go.
Every podcast.
That's for your, you know what, Gabs? For your listeners today, that's free advice. Because look, you only get one shot.
Gabby is just smiling, hoping look, this will end.
She's
very
like, oh my
soon.
God, how do I
let
hope he can edit
just
this
drink
out.
Drink this.
My tasty purple drink.
Yeah. So I only say that to say, you know, I feel like, you know, Latinos already, for, you know, say the president or whatever, we can put the excuse on someone and say that they're put in a bad light these days. So to see like events in on the east side of town, Gabby doing her Latin pretty much brand, you know, seeing all these people that in Latin culture, it doesn't distract them, it doesn't scare them or shy them away, like, hey, this is my root, this is my brand, you know, like,
yeah,
whatever the TV tells you, we're not all the same, you know, there's still culture here,
there is.
We should appreciate our culture, and you know, and I give you, you know, a lot of credit for that, like, you know, you're sweet, like you. Pan Dulce, the Mirabella brand, everything that she does is, you know,
it's straight up Latina.
I mean, it's definitely a modern take on Latin women. You know, somebody actually told me that over the weekend, and they told me that I love your concept, and it's just a modern take on, you know, Latina woman, or the Latina, you know, style or whatever.
Latinx.
Yeah. Latinx. So it's Latinx. But but no, I really appreciate that. I really love my brand, and even though I wasn't born in Mexico, my parents were, and my Spanish is not perfect at
all. Don't say that too loud. Trump's coming.
<It's> But I'm proud of where I came from, and I love my family, and I love my my grandma and my sisters and everybody. And I think everybody should just be happy about where they come from, you know?
Take pride in your culture.
Yeah.
Like, you know? You and I talked before about how, like, we don't go and try to get involved with all these Hispanic groups like LULAC and Hispanic Chambers of Commerce. Mm-hmm. It's like,
I'm not putting a Mexico flag on my rearview mirror.
Like, I love my culture, but I'm not going to go try to segregate myself in a group that's just only my race.
Right.
Because I want to be involved with all the other races. But I'm always going to take pride in my culture.
Of course.
Like, I love being Latino because we have a lot of culture, our food, our
greasy
music.
Tamales, greasy tamales, buttery tamales, tortillas.
Yeah, lots of diabetes.
Salsa, chips, queso.
Gout. All that. I mean, I don't
alcoholism,
have
alcoholism, but like
drugs. Weed,
tattoos,
syringes everywhere,
rosaries.
Come on,
catechism.
La Virgen, she's on our side.
La Llorona, she's always crying. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Made a sharp left turn on that.
Curando con el huevo.
Latin XOXO.
Did y'all grow up with that too? Like
the egg.
Doing the Santeria, curing yourself with an egg.
Right. Yes. My aunt used to do that all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have any stories where you feel like it actually worked?
No.
Well, it always worked because they gave you that Tylenol or that medicine
right before.
Like, oh,
so
works.
By the time they finished rubbing you, you'd fall asleep because technically they were just massaging you.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
They were caressing you to put you to sleep. You know? And you wake up, wow, that egg worked. But you were eating it the next day.
Because the whole process is lay down. Yeah. All right, I'm going to do this egg.
Right. Yeah.
Close your eyes.
Just
put a cool napkin or a rag over
your
eyes.
So relaxing.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
Everybody leave the house. We're going to do this. We're going to go out here.
Right.
You just created the perfect atmosphere to just
massage,
go to sleep.
Massage, spa atmosphere.
You needed to rest. That's what needed
seriously,
to happen.
Seriously, forget that meditation app that I have.
Oh, and Vicks.
Oh, and Vicks. Oh, yeah, Vicks. Vicks was like...
But you know what? Vicks is the solution for things, though.
Yeah.
No joke. Like it helps.
Yeah.
So, how would your mom use Vicks if you?
Oh
could,
man!
Like if you had a, if
I got a story for that. Yeah, hold on.
I want to hear
okay.
it.
Okay. So my mom, I have the luckiest. Like I'm very lucky to have my mom. Seriously. So I don't know if your parents were the same way, but I feel like my mom topped all moms whenever we got sick.
Yeah.
So, boy, so we'd get sick. Of course, she'd do the Vicks on the feet. She would put socks.
On the feet? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, socks over my feet.
Over the Vicks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And then wait. And then my mom. Okay, so she, well, I think there's some truth in that. Like, you know, heat escapes from your feet and your head. Like, right?
Okay.
Is that, Is that why you wear like hats and beanies?
Probably.
Like in
sure.
outside.
Let's go with that.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's what awesome. my mom thinks that. Okay.
In 1936.
I've watched a lot of Survivor
Albert
series. They say cover up your feet and your head.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That is both ends of your body, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
and gloves.
And mm-hmm. your hands.
Yeah, yeah.
So my mom would literally get like toallitas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she would warm them up on the comal or the microwave.
Oh, shit.
And
Mr.
she'll
Miyagi.
Run. And she'll run, yeah. to, run back to
oh,
the bed.
Yeah.
And she'll cover my feet, cover my head,
mm.
make sure like I'm like practically like sweating it out, right?
Yeah.
All night long, she would do this all night long.
Really?
And then she would make this mixture in a pot. Okay, so forget the vaporizer, okay,
right.
guys?
Uh-huh.
Fuck the vaporizer. That shit don't work. My mom will make a pot full of like all these spices, like oregano,
mm-hmm.
like all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be boiling hot. And she put it in my room.
And you lean
and
over?
No, it'd just be, you
and
know,
kind of. She pour it over you?
No, no, no.
Hot, boiling hot?
No, no.
Wake up. Put that in the air. You'll sweat it out. Go get the broom.
No, she would put it right next to my
this
bed.
This will
and
make
it
you
sweat.
Go
and
wash some dishes.
It smelled so good. So, yeah, she put it right next to my bed, and it just kind of cleared up your sinuses.
Wow.
It didn't have any Vicks or anything. But
uh-huh.
the whole night, she would just get like these toallitas, like hot toallitas,
awesome.
And put them on my feet
you
and
know.
In my head, and I'd be just kind
of all I heard out
all
of this
long.
Was
that's
your mom really, really loves you, and it wasn't social media's fault that made her so sensitive. That's all I heard.
Right.
Wow. No, my mom
that totally outdoes what my mom.
No,
would do.
But my mom, like, she would do that for all my sisters.
Yeah,
yeah, but no, she. And we the next day I felt,
you felt
so
better?
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the
it's
only
truly
thing
about keeping your body warm. Like
yeah.
seriously, if you're sick, that's what it
this
is.
This is what my mom would do. Rub it on my chest, like if I had a congestion.
Right.
And then put a lot of it under
and
my nose.
Know, yeah. And you do this.
And of course you're gonna breathe. You're gonna breathe.
Yeah, you have no choice.
It's freaking fire under your nose. And then yeah, just wrap you up real tight
and just sweat it out.
Like a baby.
See you later. See you in the morning.
If you need anything.
No, my mom would not sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
She seriously never slept when we were sick.
Man, I'm gonna call your mom when I get sick.
Yeah. But I think I suffered I suffered a lot with like bronchitis. I had like a lot of asthma problems, so
why.
She probably didn't want me to
she
die at night.
It.
Yeah, it was all those goats they kept inside the house. It was the allergies.
She was trying to keep me alive, but
So, going back to the egg thing. So I remember they would do that.
Yeah,
and then the process was rub the egg. You do. I don't even know if there's prayers involved or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you're supposed to put the egg in a jar,
mm-hmm.
put it underneath your bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to suck all the
all
evil
the,
spirits
all the
out.
Energy. Yeah, the evil energy.
And it's gonna, the egg's gonna absorb it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I guess you put some water, and then you leave it there for like a couple of days.
Wow.
And then my mom would see, look, it sucked because it would be all nasty looking and stuff. See,
because
it sucked,
it's old.
Even as a young kid, I'm like, no, it's been sitting there for 2 days.
For 2 days, and you rubbed Vicks, and I don't know what else on that thing. That
and then you're supposed to throw the egg in a plastic bag.
Mom, I changed into that color if I don't shower for 2 days as well.
But so check out how and I'm going to just call it ridiculous. Like, it was weird.
Right.
Then you're supposed to put it in a plastic bag. You're not supposed to just throw it in the trash.
Yeah, yeah.
You're supposed to go throw it at an intersection because an intersection makes the shape of a cross.
Really?
Of
I didn't know that part.
Okay.
So yeah, and you just go to a Mexican neighborhood. If you see plastic bags like
everywhere
and at the intersection.
Oh, it's flu season time.
Like, there's a lot of sick people over there in the neighborhood.
Oh, wow. No, yeah, yeah. But that, it's just coincidence. I've been doing a lot of, like, reading and studying. That's essentially just like the placebo effect.
Mm-hmm.
When you believe in the sugar pill.
Of course, yeah.
And you just believe mom's going to take care of you. And it's just like,
But
even though, like what you just said, mom, it's all bullshit. But when you got sick, mom, can you do the egg?
Right. Well, no, I would never have it done on me.
You never had eggs rubbed all over
you?
I would have guessed otherwise. There's a lot of things that make me.
Yeah. No, I never had it done to me. I was
How do you know this whole routine so well, though?
Because I saw
you
it growing
watched
up.
It.
Yeah.
How many brothers do you have?
Three brothers, three sisters.
Did they used to get into it?
I don't know. I don't know if they ever allowed it on them, but I just saw my mom and her sisters always like doing it.
There was always empty cartons of eggs everywhere. Just
somebody always had a demon in them that it needed to be exercised out with an egg.
All right.
Huh. It's ridiculous.
Nice.
So there's people listening, though. They're like, no, it's real. It's real.
So, Gabby, this is your show. Where do you want to take it now?
Yeah. Where do we go from here, Gabby?
I'm just listening.
Gabby's feeling good right now. She had that rum earlier.
I'm sleepy. I need to go to sleep.
She's our own. She's the first sleepy guest on her show.
On her own show.
Well, technically, we started with y'all's live show, and then that was like 30 minutes.
Yeah. That was just the intro to this
and
show.
And then that was like...
That was a pregame.
I ran out of things to talk about.
We pregame.
I ran out of my energy for that.
Oh. You know what? She's crashing on us right now.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's the sugar
crash. Is there
crash.
An egg underneath
sugar
her?
Crash? It's the sugar from
Is there an egg underneath you sucking your energy out?
We can rub some Vicks underneath your nose.
Huh. Oh, okay, I'm sleepy.
Well, all right. We just lost like 90% of the audience now. They're like, if she didn't want to listen, what the hell are we listening for?
So, I'm taking a nap, guys.
So what's
Bye.
Me and Ella's plans for 2019?
Yeah, what's the move?
Yeah, big plans. Oh, I want to say this, though.
Yeah.
Because I want Elbow, I want somebody to hear this.
Right.
There's no, like, I love your brand. It's so clean. Mm-hmm. I love how you've, like, incorporated your love for Pandusa in it and everything. Mm-hmm. I could totally see a Mirabella-themed panaderia.
Well, let's not talk about that because
then it might
Or like your shop. I could see a Mirabella shop.
So the initial
with just
goal
all
for
the pretty colors.
Yeah. Looks right? like a fiesta.
There's a big Maranito in there.
Oh, so Joel will be working.
15-foot-tall Maranito.
Yeah, will you have his brand there, El Gordito?
Yeah, why not?
The Gordito brand?
As long as I like it.
He has one podcast. He did one podcast episode.
But no, I think initially, like, maybe in the near future, I'd probably want to do something like that.
Yeah, I guess my question was, do you see yourself having your own shop?
I do. I just don't talk about it because I feel like it won't happen. But that's my end goal for Mirabella. I think a lot of people already familiarize my brand with Pan Dulce. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I can take on that role and have a modern take on a panaderia for Mirabella or like a boutique slash something. But that's something that I would like to pursue.
Yeah, because, I mean, we go to the same markets and I don't see any brand like yours.
Yeah.
So who's scenario or what client, what customer is the one that surprised you the most that had your T-shirt or a cup or something like that? Is there anybody that surprised you like, wow, how the hell did they get my cup? Or, wow, I wouldn't think she'd wear my T-shirt or he.
Oh, there's he's that buy your shirts.
You know what? That's actually what something surprised me this year is guys wearing my merch.
Yeah.
Hey, tell them who the first guy was that wore your shirt.
Yeah.
You. Because you wanted a free shirt.
You're a trendsetter,
because he doesn't have any clean clothes.
That was the last anniversary photo.
There's even proof on video.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Was I the first, though, to wear one?
Yeah.
The
pink
one. You were the pink shirt.
What's up?
You get a high five, bro?
So you're like really bonita shirt.
I like
but surprisingly, like when you wore it, I'm like, oh, it could be for a guy, too. Because it's like a guy giving a girl a compliment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you're like really bonita. But but that's that shirt came from a movie, the Mean Girls movie. Mm. But yeah, so that was probably to answer your question. It was guys wearing my shirt. So this year, Sweet Like Pan Dulce, that's been a shirt that a lot of guys have been buying. And it's really cute.
That's
so my
good.
Friend Jose actually gifted him a shirt and he did like this IGTV.
It's soft porn, Steve.
So shout out to what's his IG handles, because I need to like tag him in this.
Yeah.
Jose, J Frank TX, Jose Francisco Munoz.
He's like, I shouldn't take my shirt off. No, let me take it off. Here, Steve. And he's like, Steve, where are
but
you?
But hey,
release
so I
shared.
So I gave him a shirt, right? And so he's like, he went shopping at, you know, at the market, and he's just kind of showing all his like local swag. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I got this shirt. Today's like IGTV is sponsored by Mirabella. Look at the shirt. And he's like, he doesn't have my shirt on. And he's just showing the shirt. And he's like, I'm going to try it on right now. So he takes off his shirt and puts it on. I mean, he's cute, okay? Mm-hmm. But he roots for the other team. He likes boys.
Whoa, he was calling you out, bro.
No, that's what I'm saying. He said your name.
Nah, he didn't say mine.
But he's pretty cute.
My wife would cut. My wife will cut anyone on either side. X, O, I, whatever. She'll cut everything.
Well, so he.
but yeah, he's a good looking guy.
So he's really handsome. Is he? Yeah, he is. Look. I'll show you. Look at that smile.
As a straight man, I can
that was the guy that was on the show.
Yeah. So he's really sweet. So he puts on the shirt and he loves it. He looks super, super cute in it. And then I shared it on my IG stories. And so many girls are like, oh my God, like, who is that? And then, like, I put Will Strip for Pan Dulce on my IG stories with little, like, dollar bill gifts. It was really cute.
I gotta show it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, man.
Bro, when are we going to get you to do that?
I need to lose weight, bro.
Dude, we're covering both.
She'll get messages, not like, oh my God, who's that? They'll be like, oh my God, please don't use that.
What is that?
Delete that. Hurry.
So I gotta show Steve.
What do we do to you?
He's so white. His skin is so white.
Look, there it goes.
Oh. So Gabby's trying to pull it out right now.
The fact that Steve is like. Oh, yeah. Put it up there and it'll pick up the audio.
I promise I'm going to take a better.
Is he taking his shirt off?
He already did.
Sweet like pan dulce. Yeah.
Oh, Steve just smiled right now.
I was licking my lips.
So, Jose, you definitely. Everyone loves you, clearly.
And it wasn't because he just sipped on his cocoa.
But yeah,
I had
so
a little
boys.
Bit of pan dulce left.
Hey, if Franco, what's his name?
Jose.
If Jose gets a date out of this show, he owes us
big time.
We're pumping him up really good right now.
And you know what?
Commercial.
I've got quite a few orders from him. Well, not from him, from his like following. It's been effective.
That's
so
good.
I'm happy that I, kind of sponsored that gift to him. But he's really sweet and he has good energy. So y'all follow him on Instagram.
Is he part of your street team now?
Oh, well, that's going to be something new for 2019. So I'll have a brand ambassador program that I'm working on. But it will be primarily for bloggers and I'll have like this cool package.
That's cool.
It'll involve like IG takeovers for Miradala. So my issue is that when I go out to events, I work by myself. And so I don't really get to film and do things that I want to do. So if I had, like a blogger, for instance, to kind of, feature the event, feature some of my stuff and, whatever, I think it'll be really fun to do. As a brand,
that's pretty smart. Steve, you don't
qualify.
I'm just
trying to work on my marketing for Mirada.
You need to start blogging.
But I've actually connected and built all these relationships with them.
Millennials only?
Yeah.
No.
You have to be sensitive.
You have to like pandu, so that has to be one of the requirements.
That's like, I can't.
You have to
That'll
cry.
Never be checked off.
And you have to, when you do Insta stories, you have to have at least 30 stories.
Right.
None of this one story per day. No, like us older guys.
It just looks like a old school Disney animation where it's like.
Yeah. You know what? I can't keep up. Like you younger ones, y'all love to just document every.
Right.
You're not like that. There's people I've seen.
Well, yeah. I mean.
They document
everything.
Every part of their day, dude.
Right.
And that shows you the little lines of how many stories. Yeah. It's just dots.
It just looks like. No, yeah. It just looks like one solid line.
And that's really tough. I don't think I could ever do that.
You're not committed.
No.
No, I'm clearly
like
not.
I see
not
some
even
people,
for my business.
They wake up at 6 in the morning and the camera's already on their face and they're like, oh, I just woke up.
I had a rough
then
night.
Breakfast.
I'm so sensitive.
Yeah. It shows their breakfast. They're at work. They're in the car. What they're listening to.
Right.
Oh, the sky. It's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
I'm lucky if I post one picture a day or every few days.
There are some days I just forget to post.
And usually it's just my dog.
Yeah. You got a good escape route. You're like, today's a dog day. Yeah. Who's going to not like a dog?
Very true.
But you have a business, so it's part of running your business. You have to stay on top of it.
It is. And, I try to make, add like personal things to my business to, it's one of those good things to be personal with your customers and your following, right?
Yeah.
But I can't get to, like, recording myself. Like, you don't really see much of me on my Instagram.
But people like that the most, I think.
Yeah, and I wish I could do that. So that's a New Year's resolution for myself, is to maybe record myself.
I've learned
a
that
bit
people
more.
Will respond more and like more, like if they see your face, hear your voice.
It's that interaction. Yeah. I mean, I'll post pictures of myself every once in a while, but I won't do a recording of myself. I don't know why.
Well, we have a very budget-friendly intern that his name is Joel. That here at New Creative, you can hire him on a daily rate. That he'll follow you around. You'll feel just like Gary Vee. And he can help you out with that.
And you just buy him lunch. That.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, so you don't like recording yourself?
I feel awkward.
I thought you'd do that a lot.
Yeah.
No?
What's going on?
You don't ever see me on IG stories. On Mirabella, no.
The face, but you like the face selfies. That Gabby is making right now to Hector is like she just bit a lemon and like.
No, I'm
bitch.
Trying to clarify.
Exactly. I'm so, like,
so is,
no.
Is posting a selfie different than talking to the camera in your stories?
Yeah, it's different.
Hello?
Because a selfie, you take 50 photos and then you pick the best
because
one and then you post
personal
that one.
And I'm like, I want to be cute and it has nothing to do with my business.
Guys, can you feel the sensitivity bar just rising right now? It just got very awkward.
No,
I'm glad I didn't call her Latina X right now.
No, it's because I don't.
Hold on, where's the egg? There's an egg somewhere. I gotta put a stop to this right now.
I'm like, wow. I'm never on my IG stories. If I am, you can just hear my voice, and I'm recording something.
I figured out that face. That face was like, bitch, you don't follow me. You don't look at my stories.
You want the egg, the lechusa, or like, Orona? Take your pick. I'm gonna give you one right now.
But no.
All right.
Yeah, I'm never. I'm sorry, but I'm not on my IG stories.
Okay, but that you're gonna start.
Yeah,
doing more of that.
I think I should. I think. Okay. Yeah, I just need to interact more with my following.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's good.
It'll work.
What do you mostly use? Just Instagram and Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
No Snapchat?
No Snapchat.
No LinkedIn?
No LinkedIn.
No Musical.ly, TikTok, Tumblr?
No Tumblr.
What do you call it? TikTok? It's called something
TikTok.
Else. Oh, last time you got it, Tiki Tok.
Yeah,
Tiki Tok.
Oh, it used to be called Musical.ly.
Oh, they changed it?
Yeah, to TikTok.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Gary Vee is an investor in that company, isn't he?
Gary Vee.
And I think he's probably behind, I'm blanked out. Oh, on Anchor as well.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's an investor?
Yeah, I think he's a light investor. So Wow.
Or
maybe, I don't know. Cool. He follows it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Cool.
All right.
So Instagram and Facebook is where they can follow you. And of course, your podcast, right?
On
Spotify.
My podcast.
And
you know what? One thing I want Hector Garcia to do for his brand.
Oh. It's carry bikes and stuff in my shop so it don't look empty.
Yeah.
How about actually have bikes in a bike shop?
No, I would really want you to be like, I don't know. I feel like the bike shop, you can do more with it. I don't see like a lot of, I don't see it on my feed. I need more.
Because I need an investor. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing it out right now. If I had an investor to really help me push that business.
But I feel even with your like the merchandise you have and things like that.
That I've had on the shelf for 2 years. No, I'm kidding.
Well,
nobody
needs to know that, but but you can do a lot more with the brand. And I'm excited for maybe next year that it'll be out there.
Stop being a little bitch.
No,
stop posting on your personal account and start pushing.
That's
the
one thing we always say. It's like everything that we tell every business to do, we don't do.
So here's the challenge. It's like,
well, no, I've definitely taken y'all's advice.
I have too many Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
There's like four main ones. There's mine. There's Dog Pop. Mm-hmm. There's the bike shop.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then there's
New Creative.
New Creative with the agency.
Well, Dog Pop has nothing to do. I mean, Dog Pop is an event.
Yeah. Well, that's all
so
the
I
dog
think
stuff.
I think you just share everything on
I usually just share everything
separate.
On mine.
You don't separate it.
Yeah.
And I should separate it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You should.
Okay.
And then every Thank once you. In a while, kind of, you know.
Mix it up.
But
you
have so many platforms to utilize. And
I need an intern.
We have one.
You do.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, so
that's good advice.
So anyone out there, you can hit up Hector Garcia if you want to be an intern for New Creative.
There's been a couple of times. I just we weren't in a position to have much for them to do, but that needs to change.
No, well, I they feel have like a lot you can to do a lot.
Yeah.
Even if it's just them recording us. All right. In the studio.
The reason why I haven't...
There's a lot of stuff that goes...
I'm looking for the perfect intern.
You can teach them how to
they need
connect
to be
all
Latin
these things. And
they need to be Latinx.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
That is the number one question on the application. Yeah. Are you
Latinx.
Latino?
Or
Latina? Or Latinx?
Or Oriental?
Other.
Asian?
I don't know.
All right.
Well, yeah.
So
interns, yes.
Interns. All right.
Cool.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, is this the end? Oh.
I think it is. Well, I had a lot of fun. I'm like sleeping. I mean, I'm dreaming actually now. What am I dreaming about? I'm dreaming about spiked abuelita
hot chocolate. About eggs?
No. I'm dreaming about pan dulce.
There should be a cartoon about an egg.
Yeah.
And he goes around healing people by jumping all over them. Mm-hmm. And then he gets into trouble and does that. You know, there's a different moral of the story every time.
Hmm.
And at the end of every episode, they throw him into an intersection in a plastic bag. And then he just starts over the next day.
Gabby, this is your show. You can end it whenever you want, Gabby.
I'm
just pull the plug.
To.
Disney, call me Disney.
Just
call
pull
me.
The plug, Gabby.
Okay, bye, guys. I had so much fun. Thanks, Hector and Steve, for being my guests. It was really interesting.
How do they follow us?
Well, you tell them.
Oh.
Cabron.
So you can follow Knee Creative at Knee Creative. Or follow us
this
on something new.
This is what happens when you
show.
Have boys on the show.
It's spelled N-E-U-E, by the way.
Right.
Men, and, boys.
Verizon never gets it right when they call like, oh, so is the email Hector at Newy Creative.
Yeah. So we have the podcast as well and a Facebook live show called The Something New Show.
Yeah, you can find watch that
there.
Today.
And yeah. I am there. Common Steve.
It's on Facebook.
You can find me anywhere. It's all the same. Common Steve, my PayPal, if you want to send me some money. Yeah.
Venmo.
LinkedIn,
are you on Venmo?
And everything. Oh. Everything.
Yeah.
Are you
everything
on Venmo?
Is Common Steve.
I am.
Yeah.
So, and what is your handle, Hector? It's like
Hector Garcia. Okay. HTX.
Yeah. You have to remember.
Yeah, what was that phase?
And like, I have a new one at Hector Garcia C A N capitalized Canada.
Hector Garcia X.
I want to reach the Canadian Latinos, bro. They're,
yeah,
they're
you gotta
out
take
there.
Over, bro.
They're out there. How do they find you, Gabby?
Well, at Mira de la. If you don't know, you know. Now you know. All right. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. This is the last show of this year. I'm so sad. Oh, my God.
It was a good series.
I'm very sad.
It's a good run. Yeah.
So, you know what? Thanks to all the guests that were on my show. So, I had Houston Latino Bloggers. I had Jose, Susie. Who else? I had the Mijas.
Jose, Mija take your shirt
Cultura.
Off more. Is that the right guy? Or?
Yeah. No. That was Jose.
Yeah.
So, I had Mija Cultura where we had like a hot Cheeto sesh. Remember them?
Yeah.
We had hot Cheetos. They were really cool.
I heard nothing but crunching half the show.
They're definitely Latinas.
I love them. Yeah. Like,
they'll cut you, bro.
They will.
They will cut you good.
Seriously. I just have to give them one call and they'll be over there.
Oh, yeah.
Over here right now.
They got your back, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
¿Quién más? Oh, Tiffany was on my show.
Crisis, y'all.
And then my very first guest was So Bonita, Elena, from Corpus Christi. We had an interview, a phone call interview.
Yeah.
She's really awesome. She's a cool brand. Check her out, S-E-W Bonita on Instagram. And and then I had a couple of just sessions by myself.
Yeah.
And that's it. So, till next year. Eat lots of pan dulce. Get crazy over the holidays. Have fun.
Greasy tamales.
And greasy tamales.
Put a lot of grease in those tamales.
A lot of butter on tortillas.
Grease. Y'all have a good Christmas.
Yeah. Okay.
And go to the tamale festival on
tamale
Saturday.
Tamale festival. Pancakes
tamales.
And blues. Yay.
Tamales.
Bye.